Welcome to the No Spin News, Tuesday, February 25th, 2020. Fight for your freedom. So big debate tonight. Being hyped by the media in a way that's not really accurate. So let me tell you what the real story is. So Bernie Sanders is a front runner, but he's not a dominant front runner at this point. Why? Because he hasn't got a lot of votes. I mean, Iowa and New Hampshire and Nevada, not a lot of folks. So now we get into a bigger state, and a state that has a lot of minorities, African-Americans in particular. And Biden is still favored, I'll give you the numbers in a minute, to beat Bernie Sanders and the others in the Democratic precincts. However, yesterday campaigning, Joe Biden said he'd like people to consider him as he runs for the U.S. Senate. Now, I do that stuff sometimes. I'm thinking too fast for my mouth. But, you know, Biden, the perception, whether it's fair or not, is that he's befuddled. He just doesn't have a grasp of the whole process of running for president. So tonight is it for Joe Biden. So he has got to show some authority, some command. Now, he may still win even if he doesn't, because the machine in South Carolina is tilted toward him. South Carolina is a small state. One big population center, Charleston. Charleston is a fairly liberal city, but the surrounding areas in the Low Country, that's conservative. And the rest of the state, with the exception of Columbia, the state capital, is conservative. All right? But the African-American vote is heavily tilted toward the establishment Democratic Party and Barack Obama. They love Barack Obama in South Carolina, the Democrats. And of course, Biden is associated with Barack Obama. So Biden is a front runner, and he remains so. And I think he'll win, unless he just, tonight he does, I mean, he pulls a Bloomberg. But I don't expect that to happen. So if Biden does win the South Carolina primary, then the Bernie's inevitable talk, that tamps down, because Bernie's not inevitable. Super Tuesday is a week from today. Now after that, but Bloomberg is going to be a big factor in Super Tuesday. That's the first time he's on a ballot. He spent hundreds of millions of dollars in those states, Super Tuesday states. So he's going to eat into both Biden and Sanders' vote count. In South Carolina, Bloomberg isn't on the ballot. So it's only between Sanders and Biden. Now, I'm going to give you some inside information in a moment, but I want to be very precise about this. So the latest South Carolina poll from NBC News Marist, 539 people polled. That's not nearly enough. Okay? 6% could be wrong. 6%. All right? Margin of error, they call it. Ridiculous. Don't even bother if you can't do 1,000. Anyway, it's got Biden 27, Sanders 23, Tom Steyer 15. Why? Because Steyer's been buying, he's another billionaire. He's buying all kinds of ads in South Carolina. The rest of them, Buttigieg, Warren, Klobuchar, they're not even over 10%. So it's a two-person race. Can't count Steyer. Steyer doesn't mean anything. Steyer's not going to get the nomination. All right, so it's Biden 27, Sanders 23 in the NBC Marist poll. But here's the really interesting poll that you're never going to hear about. This is the internal Democratic Party poll, PPP. They have Biden 36, Sanders 21, Steyer 7. Now that's a landslide. That's the internal polling for the Democratic Party. That's what I can tell you. You're not going to hear that on CNN or MSNBC, because it's to their financial benefit to make it like a dramatic thing. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Okay, in California, which is the harbinger of radical leftist politics, there's another bill in Sacramento that, again, these are stealth bills. You're never going to hear about this stuff. But it's very instructive because what they do in California, if Bernie Sanders is ever elected, is what they're going to do in Washington. So there's a new bill. It's CAAB 2826, all right? And it says that large retail stores in California, okay, that sell toys, clothes, and children's items must devote floor space within the store to merchandise marketed to both boys and girls, transgender, kids who don't know whether they're masculine or feminine, must. So the law says if you don't have a specific section that caters to kids who don't know what gender they are, all right, that you can be arrested. It's against the law. And also, if a store charges more for items marked to girls and women than they do for boys and men, that's against the law. So what this is California telling private business, you are to do as we tell you. Well, the cops will come in and will take care of you. Bernie Sanders wants a government takeover of private business. This is it. This is what's going on. Just think about it. It's just so staggering. I'm so far ahead on this story because I have watched cable news and network news and monitored them the last few days. Nobody's telling you the truth. Nobody. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Okay, let's do the mail. Neil, on the message boards, and we really appreciate the message boards, you guys. We read them. They're fun. We hope you're enjoying them. Bill, your rundown of Bernie Sanders, very informative. Until now, I've never taken that crazy communist seriously. You woke me. Well, I'm glad you woke on this issue. Neil, thank you for writing. Martha, concierge member, as I told you yesterday, we're surging in the concierge membership. I think it's because in this election year, if you have concerns and you just want me to address them to you, I'm happy to do that. And that's what you get in a concierge membership. So Martha writes, Bernie Sanders terrifies me. Me too, Martha. So we're simpatico. Not only would he eventually take away our savings and retirements, there would be no jobs other than government jobs. There's no doubt the federal government supervised the private marketplace. There would be still private jobs, but you'd have wage controls. Definitely have them. Greg, Bill, are you out of the country if Bernie wins? Not necessarily, but I'm looking. So if Sanders becomes president and the Republicans control one house in Congress, nothing will happen except crazy executive orders, like no border enforcement. Everybody comes in. But I'm looking. So if the country is going to be that insane, if 65 million people are going to vote for Bernie Sanders, then I'm looking. And you don't ask me where, because it would require me to have more research than I have right now. But obviously financial considerations, I want my assets protected, citizenship, what that would entail. But I'm not going to live under a socialist government. I'm not going to do that. All right, now, during tonight's debate, I'm not going to be able to tweet because I'm otherwise occupied, but I will be on it, and I will write an early message. And then tomorrow, we'll have the best analysis of the debate tonight, and we'll see you then.